they were the king.
Yes.
All they needed was servants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand very well that young people are not going to be manipulated like that. That's what the whites did to us before they left us out of the equation. And they did, they set up a system around us that really didn't include us.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody should cede to a system like that. So it's incumbent, though, upon young people to realize this is y'all day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and your pop, we're getting old. Simple as that. We're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that comes along with age is loss of energy. You know, still got our faculty. But that needs to be used to help guide you that have the strength. But that doesn't mean that you don't get a chance to insert your vision too. What we need to do is develop a new strategy that encompasses both views.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is meet and talk and moderate the vision so that it can be inclusive of all.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you've got a workable scenario because you got a vehicle that can run with somebody that can drive.
You see? That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, what happens is with the older ones, you've got a vehicle out there, really that got all the working parts, but ain't really nobody to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's our problem. We don't got no effective leadership. We got a lot of people offer themselves as leaders. But somebody asked me, it was Frank Willis, the former mayor before Wukila, says, Elder, your name is coming up in a lot of circles. Say, I want to ask you something. I ain't trying to jive me right. Who the leader influence? You know, he expecting for me to say me, you know. I tell him, I said, I don't know really who the leader is, but here's what I probably can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find the leader, you find who the people follow.
That's right.
And you find who knows where they're going and how to get other people there, and you found your leader. He looked at me. Well, I never had to worry about him asking me that in Morrissey. That's how you get these self-appointed leaders. The whites actually manipulate them and feeling like they the leader. They'll come to them and say, hey, yeah, you got influence in the black community. What you think we should do? And the minute you lean in and start giving your expertise or your opinion, they now done label you so that when they need somebody to quell the masses, see, whites didn't just agree to talk to Martin Luther King. They hated King too. But they talked to King. They agreed to talk to King because they didn't want to talk to Stokely Carmichael or Rap Brown or Bobby Seale, Elvis Cleaver. They chose to talk to King because he had a message of nonviolence. When these other guys were saying, well, you know, we done had this system 200 years, and if we can't enjoy it and participate in it, let's burn this baby down and start again. Well, there's something inherent in that message, because there are some systems in America that can't be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
If something has a bad foundation, I don't care what you do up top, you aren't gonna fix it. You can go to a house and work on it for years, and if the foundation bad, you ever seen that sheetrock right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen sheetrock split?
Mm-hmm.
It will.
Because if the foundation get unlevel, mm-hmm. and it's not, it's being pressed because there's no support behind the boards or something, it'll actually split. I haven't seen it split. Well, that's what happens when you got an organization that has no legitimate foundation. That's what the police are. They're an organization that no manner of patching is going to fix them. Because they have no legitimate foundation. Mm-hmm. You see, they came about to support slavery. That was the purpose for having law enforcement.
And they're rich, right?
Yeah.
And they serve protect the rich.
To protect the rich and to enforce slavery. See, the slave would try to run away. And so they had to create a mechanism where they could go and get him, somebody who had the authority to cross state lines mm-hmm. or cross plantation lines and bring him back and enforce.
Like what we call it, bounty hunter.
Yeah. That's basically the its inception. Mm-hmm. You see, because in what we know as the Wild West, everybody had guns. There was no law enforcement. They killed a person who called themselves enforcing the law as quick as they would anybody, because all they had to do was call you out, and the fastest draw won. You see, so law enforcement was a mechanism that was devised to dominate. That's its inception. That's why they'll talk about remedies. They won't talk about the problem. See, how do you fix a system that was built on supremacy, that was built on suppression, that was built on discrimination? Well, you can't fix that kind of system. Mm-mm. You have to abandon that kind of system and redevelop the system with a usable concept, a workable concept.
Yeah, and that's what, going back to what you were saying, and I was delving on Dr. Claude Anderson, mm-hmm. he makes it simple enough for them, like you were saying, you know, tear it down and start over. And with his starting over, it seems like he's saying, you know, I like how he lays it out, like, you know, first floor, second floor, yeah. third floor.
Yeah, I got all of this.
So that's
books.
Why I think our yeah. young people could get into it. We start, yeah. you know, knowing who the councilman is, knowing who this person is, knowing who the governor is, starting small. Mm-hmm. I think that'll start propelling people to get more involved.
Well, see, think about it. Succeeding into other folks. See, that's why integration was not a positive thing for America.
I agree with that.
Because what we did is we gave up what value that we had, and we actually, what they did is they tore down our schools. Mm-hmm. They brought us into their schools.
Mm-hmm. You want some needs?
I'm good. They didn't give us any kind of equality, because they got new books and gave us their old ones. Mm-hmm. With pages tore out of them, and with nigger wrote in it, and all of that. That's what we endured. That's what me and Pop endured in school. Most of my books, when the first page had nigger on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, we tried to. In between, right after integration, we had the Black Power Movement. Mm-hmm. And we was telling people, buy black, mm-hmm. support black businesses, mm-hmm. but they were so busy running to white stores where they suddenly can do layaway and get credit where they never was before. They were like kids in a candy store. Uh-huh. Let them in the candy store and they eat themselves to death. You know, sick.
Claude mm-hmm. Anderson talks to us about mm-hmm. what it means to have community. So we don't have community. We have hoods. Mm-hmm. Community, you have control of what happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you're saying about that, you see a dollar circulate at least mm-hmm. five times before
yeah.
anything. That's how yeah. you know you got a community.
Doesn't circulate once in our community. Mm-hmm. It actually just mm-hmm. exits straight out of the community. Think about it now.
From your Indians to Walmart.
Indians. Indians target our community. Asians target our community. Arabs target our community. Greeks. Target our community.
Eastern European Jews came over from Europe after World War II. When I was a little boy in New York, all the stores belonged to Eastern European Jews who came over here and knew how to get rich off of them. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
No, I'm not there.
What's up, world? What's going on? We live. It's your boy Dakota Springs back at it again with another episode of Straight Facts Podcast. I hope all y'all doing good tonight. I'm feeling great. Great. Tune the title. Great. Yeah, man, this one is gonna be called Fat Cats and Scary Cats, the remix, or part two, rather. Pops already touched on the original post, and so I just made, wanted to piggyback and, come with some fire with that. Fat cats, scary cats. I'ma just narrow it down to the heavy hitters and what we got going on, or what has been transpiring going on lately. So one fat cat, scary cat. But not in that sense. Maybe he's scared because he really haven't been groomed like that to know what's going on. But I would say he's scary in the other form, because that's Mr. 50-0. Floyd, pretty boy Floyd Mayweather. He's a scary cat, man. But he's a fat cat. All that money you got. Scary cat, because you never took the time to really learn nothing different, man. You're scared of your own, to what really success is. You just know success of getting that money, fighting, you know, doing what you're good at, which I love. I think he's a marvelous, spectacular entertainer and fighter. He's the best at what he does. That's my boy when it comes to him being in the ring. But he's a scary cat because all that money you got, you never brought the right intel around you, bro. You're not the right consultants and all that to help really push your image and groom you to where you could have really been further than where you are now. Rest in peace, Kobe. I mean, for example, the living legend Jim Brown right now. Like, there's just so many avenues people. You know what I mean? The tape. I'm not saying we all gotta be the same, but this thing is big, man. It's big. It's bigger than just you. For him to have his brand, TMT, that should be worldwide, bro. Like, he should be doing so much. He shouldn't just be trying to do something for the George Floyd. Because all of a sudden somebody told you, yo, you need to jump on that. Or maybe he had a conscious thought. Let me not take nothing from him. He actually had a heart, like they all do. We all breathing, so he has a heart. Maybe he felt the need to do that. Or maybe his PR team say, yo, you know, this might be an up and up for you, bro. Fat cat. And no way in shape or form would I condone the family to not accept those payments for the funeral and all that. I really tip my hat and I say, yeah, I'm glad they got that covered, man. Somebody needs to cover them, because you know the NYPD won't. So, and I guess that's why they got all this defunding stuff going on, right? Because it'd be hard to go to these civil lawsuits and all that and sue and all that. You got to go through that whole rabbit hole. Or the black hole, whichever one you would like to prefer to use as an analogy, so to say.
But yeah, don't wait for no nothing like this tragic to occur to want to pay for no funeral, man. You should be, you should have been giving your money back to the people from day one, bro. Where's your team out there? Where's your organizations out there to be pushing for change, to be pushing for all of these things? These dudes just want to cap, and it's time to cap. So the other fat cat, scary cat, we all know him as Madea, a.k.a. Tyler Perry. It's like these dudes be watching each other competing sometimes, man. Just trying to, who could cap the best, man? Who could get them photo ops? You know what I'm saying? Who could take the most money? Who can take just money, period? Backdoor everybody else. But still make yourself look good, right? So Tyler Perry pays for Rashad Brooks' funeral, Rashad Brooks' funeral, and daughter's children's college fund. Terrific, yo. Terrific. But why don't you spend some of that money for them lawyers, man, so they could get them lawsuits and all that popping, bro? Why don't you do that too? Why that wasn't in the mix? Unless it was and it was undisclosed, they ain't talking about that. I could be wrong. But these dudes want a cap, man. Oh, Floyd, you pay for the funeral? I'm going to pay for the funeral and the college fund. Look at me. I'm a fat cat, scary cat. Because throughout all of this, all of these millionaires and so-called almost billionaires, what do y'all got going on in the hood, man? What kind of... Y'all don't got no politic team. Y'all don't got no organization. What are y'all doing, man? Y'all don't got no schools. Y'all ain't got no academies. Y'all don't got no colleges. Y'all don't got... Come on, man. Y'all not giving back no money. What funds? Y'all got funds. Y'all got little funds. Little this fundraisers and all that. Y'all got your little joints that y'all got. You know? Little organizations on the side. But that money be going directly to a certain area. And certain people get paid. We already know how that go down. Where's the sponsorship programs at? Where's the scholarship programs at? There's no... If it is a Floyd Mayweather scholarship, why you ain't traveling to every state? Why y'all don't got tours? Well, we doing 12 states for a whole year, for 12 months straight. We going to 12 different states, giving out, we giving out 12 different scholarships. Let's just keep it like that. Let's just play with the numbers. Jesus had 12 disciples, right? Let's just keep it like that. 12 months, going around campaigning, 12 different states. Or you can make it 24. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever you want to do, bro. Like, you can make it 50 if you want. But you don't want to overcrowd yourself at the same time. But see, those are the scary cats. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep all their money together and they want to, you know, watch their money. They ain't paying for no million man marches. They ain't paying for none of that kind of stuff, man. They ain't paying for no real protests. They ain't paying for no boycotts. They ain't paying to start no new trends. You got Black Lives Matter. You better be happy with that. And they got that video floating around right now. And pretty sure of many others of what's that about. So don't let me be the one to tell you. But you need to stop screaming at Black Lives Matter. Because as you can see, George Floyd got killed. And then right after that, Rashad Brooks got killed. So Black Lives don't matter. And it don't matter when the fat cats and scary cats is out there buying these people after these tragic deaths. Buying them to stay silent. just like these big corporations and big old other organizations, they buy these politicians to stay silent. They buy your preachers to stay silent. They buy your rappers to stay silent. They buy your spokesmen to stay silent. They buy your females. They buy your men. They buy your children. It's like an auction block. Who's for sale? Have $5 Indians. There's some $5 Negroes out here right now. That's what you're going to get right now for now. That's all the fire I'm going to give you. Just that fire right here. That ether. Dakota Springs. Straight Facts Podcast. Hell, we might do this. We might just do this every Wednesday and every Friday. I don't know yet, but we'll see. Stay tuned. Bless up. Peace and blessings.